Western Europe is where artists go when they say they're going on a Europe tour. And the line is strictly defined like this. On the west of Czechia, there is civilization, businessmen in suits, and Mercedes. And on the east, there are construction workers, plumbers, and Mercedes, but old. Western Europeans look at Eastern Europeans as a source of cheap immigrant labor who are also sort of white. Polish and Ukrainian people might look white to you, but Western European race science can get complicated at times. These are the big boys, the colonizers, the bike lane people. The real big boy here, and which many of you know from history, is Germany, better known to Eastern Europeans as, "Oh yeah, my cousin lives there." Everyone says Berlin is not a good representation of Germany, and this might be true. However, I've only been to Berlin, and I fucking loved it. Germany usually looks like this, but Berlin is just gray because of the Soviet occupation. And whenever you're in Berlin, it literally feels like Stalin's ghost is looking at you from above. And you can literally see the Soviet divide because after a certain point, commie blocks just spawn in. Also, Berlin is the most lit place ever. I went there with three of my friends, and we had so much fun. It was amazing. There were ditty parties everywhere. I also went into a gay store, which we don't have in Georgia, because it would get shelled by artillery, and saw a bunch of interesting things, and also got to talk with Elon Musk in there. And the Berlin Doner, oh my god, bro, it's so good. I swear they put crack in Berlin Doner, bro. I would not be surprised, because there's certainly not a lack of drugs in Berlin, but it's so good. Going to Berlin and not trying a doner is like going to Berlin and not fucking a dude. And the funny fact is, if you removed Berlin from Germany, the country would get richer. Them having Berlin literally loses them money. Absolute cinema city. Then there is the rest of Germany, which has these extremely goofy outfits and dances, which I like. Like, look at them. You almost can't believe they declared war on the entire world twice. Of course, they lost every single one for now. But seeing as Rheinmetall is growing and the new chancellor is rearming Germany, let's see where that takes us. The new chancellor will rearm Germany just in time for the AfD, the fascist party, to win elections in 4 years. And then the fascists will have all these guns, and Poland is looking there so fertile and so unprotected. And they have their little brother down to the south named Austria. Vienna is like the most beautiful city ever. It's absolutely gorgeous, but it is also so boring, man. Oh my god, bro, ain't shit to do in Vienna. Literally, when I was there by 8 or 9 p.m., the streets were fucking empty. Like, goddamn, bro, go outside. I don't get it, man. Is Diddy roaming the streets at night? Where the fuck are all the people at? And the thing is, the route I went was from Berlin, the littest place in Europe, to fucking Vienna, which is the most boring city probably in Europe for partying or something. But if you're into history and art, they have so much of that. First of all, every street in Vienna looks like it was crafted by an artist. I was looking down some random fucking alleyways and it looked gorgeous. Also, so much history. For example, there's Cafe Central in Vienna, and nearby there, in 1913-14, used to live Stalin, Sigmund Freud, Hitler, Trotsky, and the Emperor of Austria. Insane lineup. Only in Vienna, bruh. The buildings in this city look amazing. They built these buildings to tell you and show you that they are better than you. Like, the only reason for building this fancy shit is just to flex on you. Like, yeah, we're better than you. What are you gonna do about it? But the thing is, Turks finally made it to Vienna, which is how you get Ferhat Doner, which is famous for being so good. And when I checked it out, there was literally a fucking line of Austrians waiting to get in. And it's so good, bro. I nearly busted under that table. But the Austrians are clearly not appreciating these nice Turkish men making this food, because why the fuck are they voting for a Nazi party? Oh, just because they don't want immigrants, they're not Nazis. Motherfucker, the party was founded by an SS lieutenant. Look at this shit, bro. What are you on about? And the thing you will notice after being in Vienna is that Austrians like to follow rules and orders. Me and Leo literally had a security guard of a bar coming up to us when we were smoking outside to shush and not be too loud, because those are the rules. He was telling this to literally other people that were speaking in normal voices, not being loud. And he had that look. I'm just following orders. But I knew he was secretly enjoying it, which is a metaphor. And me personally, I don't like a German or an Austrian guy telling me to do something, telling me to follow orders, you know? I think they learned in World War II about talking to Georgians that way, you know? And Austria is generally very gorgeous because they have Vienna, which is probably the best looking city in Europe. And when you go outside, it's these beautiful mountains with nice water, just absolute cinema. This looks cartoonishly good. And a lot of famous people are actually from Austria, like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Mozart, Sigmund Freud, and a person who has been gaining a big following lately, especially in America. But I don't care what kind of war crimes they have committed. Have you tried schnitzel? It's so good. Going to Austria and not eating schnitzel daily is like going to America and not eating a burger. Belgium is a fictional country in Europe made up by the European Union bureaucrats with the intent of smuggling all of Europe's cocaine and headquartering the European Union. This is precisely why half the country speaks French and the other half speaks Dutch. This is also why they don't really care about Belgium. It looks like shit, and Brussels is so fucking ass that there's literally a term for it called Brusselization, which means making your city look like shit. The roads suck, and the border from Belgium to the Netherlands looks like this, where you can clearly see the divide between an actual country and the fictional entity known as Belgium. Belgium is where most of Europe's evil takes place, and this has been the case throughout history as well. Not to forget the shit they were doing in the Congo, Belgian chocolate, my fucking ass. Not a single cacao tree grows in Belgium. Man, I wonder how they became so famous for Belgian chocolate if they don't have cocoa in Belgium. And because the EU is headquartered there, the whole country got used to hypocrisy. They say we are sanctioning Russia and then keep buying gas and oil and everything from them. And of course, exporting products as well. More things as well, such as when they honored the Congolese leader they helped overthrow. I hate to agree with Nigel Farage on something, but I do consider Belgium a fake country. Their colony of the Congo was fake. They didn't even colonize it themselves. It's a massive EU headquarters with cocaine and bad roads. They made Baldur's Gate 3 though. You know, they get very big points for that.
Now, despite the UK's kind of democratic decision to fucking nuke its economic and political ties to the EU 9 years ago, it's still an important player in Western Europe. I swear, bro. The UK has Europe's second largest economy. And assuming you're not counting Russia or Turkey, Great Britain also has Europe's second largest population, which is kind of insane because we don't even rank top 10 in Europe by actual size. Fucking Finland is bigger than the UK by area, which is why this country can feel like such a compacted cluster of fuckery sometimes. You could drive 1 hour down the motorway, or alternatively sit on a 50 quid significantly delayed, crammed, sweaty train full of angry geezers just like yourself, and you'll end up in a completely different world from where you started your journey. The accents, the scenery, the slang, the buildings, the people's looks. You can literally switch biomes in like half an hour in this country. I've never been anywhere quite like it. For example, let's say you started off in Wolverhampton. Yeah, Wolvo. The far west of the West Midlands. We call this region of our county the Black Country. Because from the Industrial Revolution until about 1970, there was enough coal being burned in these parts to cover everyone and everything in soot. It's industrial, it's rough, it's not very aesthetically pleasing, but at least the people sound funny.
This is a quick video message here to Donald Trump's Vladimir Putin, Vladimir Zelensky, and to Israel. Met me and you. Well, you won't invite him everywhere. Israel's after Gaza, apparently. Russia's after Ukraine, and Donald Trump wants Canada and Muslim. But look, we'll come to a compromise, because none of us want to see World War IV happen. None of us want that. I ain't getting involved with it unless I can do it remotely on the fire station with the drones. I'm not getting involved with it. Not with my back. Right, so I've got a solution for you. You can all share this and we can call it peace. I'm willing to compromise and say to you all, you can all have London. Yeah? You can all have London, the capital of England. I tell you why you can have it, because it's full of total cunts. Yourself.
Then about an hour down the road, you'll have driven through three different English counties, Hereford, Staffordshire, Shropshire. Then you'll cross the border and arrive in Wrexham, proper Welsh small rural city. Here they have thick Welsh accents because they speak the fucking mythical language of Welsh, not English. They got castles, rolling hills, sheep farms, you know, everything you could expect in Wales. And bro, Gigi, please put a photo of some Welsh words on the screen right now so they can see how insanely foreign this shit is. Nah, bro, I should have never trusted this Welsh plug, bro. Fuck you mean I gotta go meet you around the back of Llanfair Flgwn Gwyn Glgogor Free Trywyn Dobry Williant Silo Go Goch train station. I'm not doing that, bro. Anyway, so from there, you drive 30 minutes down the road, you're back in England, and God forbid you're in Chester, known for being genuinely like the poshest, most upper class city in all of North England. People here have posh English accents, you know, fetch me my cream tea, woman. Yeah, Chester looks insane. It's like all Tudor buildings. It's one of the few English cities that have these famous horse races, the Chester races, that are attended solely by inbred posh drunk wankers. They got wine bars, upper class nightclubs with insane dress codes and shit. You know, type of places that me and Gatsu would immediately be kicked out of for looking too hood, which has happened before, only in Vienna. So yeah, that should paint a good picture of Chester for you all. Then, an approximately 40 minute drive later, you've made it to Merseyside, Liverpool, where even I, a lifelong Brummy, struggles to understand the accent.
I'm Sam, me and old Paul, I'm fucking buzzing. 3-1 win against Arsenal, only team to win the first three games. He's right. Come on.
This city is industrial, rough, not much of a looker. Like 29% of children in Liverpool live in poverty. And just like where I'm from, Liverpool is in the top 10 UK cities on the crime index. So yeah, hopefully aside from absolutely making the day of anyone who's a relevant British city I just mentioned, that has given you a good example of how condensed this damn island is. We really fitting the entire population of France into the land area of Kyrgyzstan, or like two Guatemalas, okay? All I'm saying, I mean, if you have a look at the metro areas of like Manchester or Birmingham or Glasgow or obviously London, you can kind of see how the word city is just an abstract concept on this island. We live more like splatters of baked beans on a long toasty soldier. Real ones know, man. Real ones know. But yeah, I've probably recorded enough now for Gigi to edit for another 2 weeks. And also to preserve my mental health a bit. And instead of delving too deep into the politics of this land I call home, I will give you a single stock image to represent how me and every single other Brit, apart from the occasional billionaire, feels right now.
Getting ready to go babysit.
Women are cruel mistresses who wear shit like this to excite little boys, and they don't even have the decency to molest them.
I have never been less surprised to see a French flag in my life than attached to this post. France is a country that gets a lot of hate. I think like 90% of it is deserved, mostly because of their colonies in Africa and their neocolonialism they're still doing, literally having the word France-Afrique to describe their African colonialism in today's age. And even though their president is pretty handsome in my opinion, I kind of don't like that he went to Africa out of his fucking mind and started telling the locals that they should be grateful for France. When I'm out, I start posting about how bad the Armenian genocide was. We are not the same, Macron. You should be grateful we give you diapers even though we take away gold. Get a load of this cracker. I hate to say it, man, but I still kind of like France. No, don't unsubscribe, no. I fuck with their policies and their work laws and how much they love to protest. Game recognizes game, you know? Every worker can unionize, they are protected by the state. Employers can't fire you on some bullshit. They have a 35-hour work week compared to the standard of 40. And if you work overtime, they pay you 125% of the money for the first 8 hours. And 150% for the rest. Also, a lot of companies include the 13th month salary, which is just one full month's salary they give you at the end of the year as a bonus. Just go to labor laws, bro. I can't lie. Paris gets a lot of shit, you know. I've seen La Haine. I love that movie. And I don't know why, but I still think Paris is pretty nice. I can't believe that other parts of France are much nicer and look better, but come on, man. Paris is really not that bad. Y'all are just hating. Go to Prague, bro, and tell me Paris is worse. Get the fuck out of here. Also, the fact that they got 70% of their power from nuclear power, what do you want me to say, man? They're a rich first world European country with good labor laws. It's pretty good. But in my opinion, they need to stop voting for parties that are named things like La Pédophile Raciste, you know? Are you ever planning to go to Switzerland? I googled and saw Georgians get 90 days visa free. free. Trust me, it's worth it. Bro, I don't know how much money you think I make off YouTube, but it isn't that much. Switzerland is a fictional country in Europe invented by Germans, French, and the Italians in order to have a place where they can put all of their looted gold, such as when Switzerland helped launder 91 tons of Nazi gold, and when the war ended, they only returned 3 tons. What happened to the rest? They don't know where it went, because, you know, you can easily lose 90 tons of gold. It's just like pocket change. Them being evil and helping every rich person in the world launder money aside, Switzerland is goated, man. The only issue is whenever you say you're Swiss and you try to talk about life problems, everyone in the world will tell you to shut the fuck up. Nobody in Switzerland has ever gone through 1/100 of bullshit that anyone in Eastern Europe has ever gone through, plus Turkey, honorable mention. But that's only because they're ruled by a Georgian, so what do you expect? My country is ruled by Georgians as well, and it's the complete opposite of Switzerland. The only thing we have in common are the gorgeous mountains. Flying over Switzerland reminded me of flying over the Caucasus. That is a very big compliment, because the shit was gorgeous, man. And where the Swiss win is their amazing protection of their environment and these cool-ass trains. How did they even do this, man? Swiss trains are literally made for dates. Swiss train views are gorgeous. This shit looks like a Studio Ghibli film. Oh my god, Gatsu, thank you for telling me. I wanna go there now. Yeah, about that. Unless you make a bunch of money or have your trip covered by a Belgian billionaire making money off mines in the Congo and laundering his money through Switzerland, good luck visiting there, man. You cannot even get a hotel in Switzerland with a private bathroom for less than $1,000 a week. Let me say this in American. 20 chicken McNuggets in American McDonald's cost $8. Swiss McDonald's cost $21 for 20 chicken McNuggets. So yeah, it's pretty expensive, but it is so beautiful. It is on my visit list and I will definitely go there. But if you want a cheaper version, come to my country. We have taller mountains than the Swiss and it's not as expensive. Every single person who has been to Spain will not stop talking to me about it. They keep saying, oh, it's the best place ever. It's so nice. It's so sunny and everything is so cheap. The thing you gotta realize about Spain is that they were running shit. Spain and Portugal were so powerful at one point that they made a treaty splitting the entire world between them. Some people might call this treaty a little too ambitious, but aim for the stars, so if you fall, you end up serving British tourists. But their ambition failed them because they were simply too lazy to do all this. They discovered the native pussy and getting free gold from South America and never wanted to go back to grinding. So when all their colonies eventually fell apart, they became much poorer than they used to be. Spain is absolutely gorgeous. Barcelona looks like it was designed by good artists, and for the most part, it was. And the south of Spain is probably one of the most beautiful places on earth. Canary Islands look insane, and everyone who goes there says it's the most beautiful place ever, aside from when they see old British tourists walking with their dicks out. Ah, I'm not trying to see that, man.
Got the whole fish and chips dangling.
Andalusia looks amazing because it was also heavily influenced by Moroccan architecture, who were ruling for 800 years. Also, by kicking the Moroccans out during Reconquista, the Spanish also learned how to kick ball straight into their enemy's goalpost. They've been so dominant in winning the Euros, it just makes me mad. We literally beat Portugal just to get defeated by Spain, and then they won the World Cup. They harvest souls. These people are cracked at football. If your country has to play against Spain, good luck, because you'd have to be a moron to even bet on your team against Spain. Just like you would have to be a moron to bet against Ilia Topuria. That's right, this Georgian man who lives in Spain is a UFC champion and the best fighter in the UFC. Some people would like you to think that Islam is better, but just you wait until that match. I had a taxi driver in Poland telling me, oh, I think Max Holloway is going to beat Topuria, and I'm like, brother, that is not going to happen. Boom. So Ilia Topuria is the pride of both Spain and Georgia, which I'm very happy to see. He's Georgian, lives in Spain. Either way, he's from Iberia. Literally, what can I say, man? Their economy is good. It looks gorgeous. It is widely believed by many people to be the best country in Europe just because of the weather, its beauty, and its cheapness. Literally, just go to Google Maps and look at everything. I really want to visit, but I've heard they're a bit iffy with tourists. But me being ethnically ambiguous, I think I will be fine and blend in with the Spaniards. Portugal is a fictional country created by the British to counteract the Spanish Empire, which is exactly why they've had the longest alliance between two countries of all time. literally running since 1373. That's insane. Portugal is pretty famous for going literally anywhere for gold, which is why they had a bunch of colonies. They were running shit for hundreds of years until they lost Brazil and their African colonies, and they were like, what? What do you mean there's no free money anymore? I gotta industrialize now? Come on, man. Just ship shit from Brazil, man. I can't be asked. And then on top of that, they got a fascist in power, and he was like, no, we do not need to industrialize. I want my lazy colony money from Africa, and then proceeded to lose all of their wars in Africa, losing them 3 colonies. He spent all of Portugal's money trying to keep their colonies in Africa instead of investing in infrastructure back home, and then lost the wars. Then he had a stroke and got removed from power. But the funniest thing is, when he recovered, nobody told him they removed him from power. He literally believed he was still ruling the country until he died like a year later. By the time he left, Portugal was cooked. It was one of the poorest and least developed countries in Western Europe. But have you seen Lisbon though? It looks very nice, very gorgeous city. I've almost fell down Lisbon stairs many times, but once you go down them and go outside, it's a gorgeous city. But the thing is, Portugal does not have heating. But this is Europe, white people. How do they not have heating? I don't fucking know. That's what I was thinking when I was freezing my balls off stepping out the shower in Lisbon. With only 6.7% of homes having central heating, and with most people using electric heaters. The main issue with electric heaters is that they don't warm your home up, and a lot of times they burn it down. So why Portugal refuses to use central heating like the rest of the world remains a mystery. You can just imagine Ronaldo freezing his balls off using an electric heater. But it is a very beautiful country, also very cheap. I'd highly recommend a visit there. They have cool buildings, and you feel like you're in that one American city because of the cool bridge.
You're a Northern Irelander.
Huh?
As in, like, you're not in the Republic of Ireland.
What do you mean?
I'm not.
What is she talking about? We're in Ireland.
The nation of Ireland is responsible for most of the terror attacks in Europe and most of the hardest pictures ever taken in Europe, and for paying me my salary and secretly ruling the world. A lot of anti-Semites think that the Jews run the world, which is just not true. It is merely a ploy by the Irish and Georgians to not realize that despite our small populations, we control the masses. Some call IRA's actions terror attacks. I call it diplomacy. After diplomatically regaining their independence from Britain, they essentially became a tax haven for American companies in Europe, which is why they had a massive GDP growth, such as Apple and Google, which is why every YouTuber in Europe gets paid by Google Ireland, and why the UK declined my tourist visa application because they didn't recognize Google Ireland as an actual company. The Irish have mastered beer. I might personally find Guinness an ass beer that tastes like bad chocolate, but a lot of people love it, and Guinness is a whole separate culture of beer, talking about splitting the G and the debates on how Guinness is actually supposed to be poured. Also, for some reason, Irish pubs are literally everywhere in the world. Would you believe me if I told you I was in an Irish pub in Uzbekistan? I was, and they're found everywhere in the world, and my friend Leo is not a big fan of them, mostly because they play shit music usually, but I think it's because he's British. Dublin does look cool though, but here's the thing. My white pass only extends to the Schengen area, and despite Ireland being in the EU, they're not in Schengen. Why the fuck not? I want to visit Ireland, but I don't want to ship my fucking passport off to Bulgaria, which is where the nearest embassy is, to get it approved. Hell nah, man. Ireland looks nice though. Very plain, very green, a lot of castles. It must definitely be a vibe. Just go to the Schengen so I can visit, man. Come on.
Up the rock.
I also like the IRA song. They're dope. Italy is a gorgeous place, and Italians are inventors. They saw Greeks having sex with men, and they realized they could also do it with women. Since then, they haven't stopped inventing things. They've got probably the best culture export in the world besides the US, such as pizza, the ultimate stoner food, clothing. Literally, France and Italy have the fashion world in a chokehold because they both make the best clothing. And it's beautiful. I can't even make many jokes about Italy because what the fuck am I gonna say? Oh, Italy looks bad. No, it doesn't. Only thing I can say is that much like many fascists, they're not white. And hanging Mussolini upside down and then turning that place into a McDonald's was pretty funny. Also, Bella Ciao, the anti-fascist Italian song, is pretty good. What am I supposed to say? The people are hot too. I just wish they were smart, because why else would Italians move from this beautiful place to fucking New Jersey? Yeah, I know the economy and whatever, but come on, bro, look at this shit. Also, Italians faced a lot of discrimination when they first started migrating to America, being on the same level in American hierarchy as black people, which is how you got the movie Green Book. And Americans discriminating against Italians is crazy to me because, bro, you guys were colonizing Africa together, bro. What are you talking about, man? Also, the British Empire was much more interesting than the Roman Empire. I said what I fucking said. And if anybody got a problem with that, go fight Geopold about it. It is one of the most toured places in the world. They love Georgians because of Kvaratskhelia. A lot of Georgian flags in Naples. But yeah, it is very nice. And believe me, I will definitely be visiting. You are literally Dutch. Originally, yes. That matters how? A ridiculous fake language and culture. Send me your cranial measurements, you old Jacobian ape. I must study you for science. Jacob, while experimenting, accidentally created the Dutch. His experimental project got out of hand. They started building bike lanes, making land out of nothing. They had grown too powerful, like when Stalin created Azerbaijan, or when he gave Poles toilets, or when a Swede created Russia. They didn't know what this would lead to. The Dutch grew powerful enough and put Jacob in a human zoo. Countries that exhibited people in zoos. I'm amazed and frankly skeptical that the Dutch resisted this particular temptation. They didn't, by the way. They had people in zoos too. The Netherlands is the flattest country in Europe, which is constantly at war, where their most dangerous neighbor is the sea. Also, Amsterdam is very, very badly located. As you can see, it is close to the UK, and they made weed legal and flights cheap there. A bunch of drugs and being gay aside, which I like, mind you, I'm not saying this in a bad way. This just means the clubs are going to be fire. They have probably the best public transport in Europe. Like, their bike lanes are famously amazing, their trains are amazing, their cities are amazing. I don't know, man, they're just winning in life. Malta is a fictional country invented by the British to keep better control of the Mediterranean Sea. This is why it is like the UK in many cases. The people all drive on the wrong side, the public transport sucks, and it is actually the first EU country I ever went to.
I would like to thank the population of Malta for saying goodbye to me in such a nice way. They even brought me a whole festival, as you can clearly see. Thank you. I love Malta. Bye-bye.
And I can't lie, man, this shit looked good. Malta is very, very aesthetically pleasing, and the weather is nearly always amazing there. It genuinely looks like some cool Middle Eastern game, like Prince of Persia or something. Malta is gorgeous, and especially the views with the sea are amazing, really. One slight issue is that they have no gas, just generally. They don't have a gas distribution network, so everyone has to keep fucking gas canisters at home, and a lot of times they keep it on their balconies. I don't know how this shit just doesn't explode in the Maltese heat, because bro, this shit is nearly in Africa, you know? Also, my video game Grown Up Mind kept wanting to shoot these gas canisters so they would explode. But this is Europe, motherfucker. Keep those guns away. And if you make fun of Europeans for not having guns, they will surely remind you that the US is the only country where school shootings are a problem. What I also like is that they offer a very good digital nomad visa with pretty low taxes, which is why Anomaly lives there. The Swedish man strives for hot weather and low taxes. Malta is beautiful. I suggest everyone visit there. You will have an amazing time. Luxembourg is a very beautiful and a very small country with big colonial ambitions. Luxembourg has a population of the devil's number K people, but despite this, they still wanted to colonize like other European powers. Luxembourg actively helped out Belgium in their colonization of the Congo, and they barely gained anything from helping Belgium out in this. They were mostly doing colonialism for the love of the game. They also tried to give their hand in colonizing Argentina. Bro, you're not like these other people. You don't have the fire like that to be colonizing shit. So they were just helping other Europeans for the love of the game. Also, Luxembourg has the highest GDP per capita in the world, basically because of banking, and its good location helps with that. Also, I was hating on them, but they have free public transport, and I know, man. Like, I know they did horrible things, but free public transport is nice. Now, all the microstates here are literally smaller than my district in Tbilisi, but they're technically considered countries. So I'm gonna run through them quickly because all of them are a tax haven. Vatican City, smallest country in the world, but beautiful. I mostly know it from Eurotrip because I'm Orthodox. Andorra definitely exists. It definitely has a flag of itself and everything. It's basically a glorified ski resort plus a tax haven. Glorified Formula One track, also a tax haven, but it looks nice and is famous for just rich people going there, which sounds like hell, honestly. Liechtenstein is insane because it's so small. You can rent the entire country for only 70k a night. And 70k is a lot, bro, but that's like a Mr. Beast gift, you know? Also, it's an absolute monarchy. Nothing in life is guaranteed except death. But I guarantee you laughed at least once in this video. So for making you laugh, please like and subscribe to my channel. My country's rising real estate prices lead me to needing money and therefore subscribers. Like and subscribe and goodbye. Thank you so much for watching.
Israel has hypnotized the world. May Allah awaken the people and help them to see the evil doings of Israel and the United States.